Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumn Wood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Deckerville. We're all about you. And by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And here on County Circuit Court, the Circuit Court prioritized victim safety and recognized the defendant, Brandon James Ozentoski, demonstrated pattern of coercive control and rule violations over mitigation claims, imposing near top of the guideline prison terms across three linked felony files and rejecting defense asks for low-end sentences and alternative programming. The record shows no contest pleas to assault by strangulation, child abuse, fourth offense, aggravated stalking, two files, and obstruction, a documented PPO, no contact violation history, including alleged continued violations while jailed, substance use on the incident date and victim's credibility describing persistent trauma and fear, which, combined with a prior felony and multiple misdemeanors, moved the court to end the cycle through incarceration and concurrent terms with existing sentence. We must keep and accept that when patterns of violence and control persist despite court intervention, public protection and accountability must supersede rehabilitation bids. In other county court news, the court imposed a 5-to-20-year Michigan Department of Corrections sentence on Christopher Andrew Tallman for possession of child sexually abusive activity and use of a computer, concluding that prior juvenile sexual conduct, the victim's self-harm, and the downstream dissemination of the nude image outweighed defense mitigation centered on youth, limited adult record, and support network. His jail credit was corrected to 237 days across all sentencing documents. Sex offender registration was mandated with strict compliance requirements. Financial assessments were ordered. Attorney fees were waived, and the defendant was advised of the 42-day window to seek leave to appeal with appointed counsel if indigent. And the case against Annette Marie Thayer pivoted from arraignment to resolution through a structured no-contest plea. Ms. Thayer pleaded to felony false pretenses, $1,000 to $20,000, under a negotiated one-year delayed sentence with restitution and other terms as conditions. If successfully completed, the conviction will be entered as false pretenses, $200 to $1,000, reduced severity. The court verified voluntariness, acknowledged a no-contact order, accepted a police report as factual basis, and continuing a $5,000 10% bond. The leverage is clear. Prosecutors secure restitution and accountability. The defense secures a path to lower conviction, and the court ensures procedural integrity with explicit advisements and deadlines. The one risk variable is administrative precision around the sentencing date, May 4th, 2026, at 9 a.m. And some improvements and upgrades to facilities were approved by the Harbor Beach City Council. The council approved paying a construction company to install new partitions in the south bathrooms at North Park, as well as installing Americans with Disabilities Act grab bars in the south bathroom at a cost of $12,895. The construction company will also replace 5 doors and frames in the north bathroom at North Park for a cost of $15,350, and a different company was hired to do the floors at North Park South Bathroom for $4,400, and a different company was hired to do the painting at the North Park bathrooms for $2,700. Another improvement that is being planned is doing concrete work for 4 dugouts at the Bruce Johnson Sports Complex. In other financial matters, the plan is to purchase 2 automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, at a cost of $4,318, which the cost will be reimbursed from the Huron County's Opioid Settlement Fund and to pay the Harbor Beach Area Fire Department's annual subsidy of $139,050. When we come back after the Shetler Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon is the Thumb area's Goodman dealer.
As the proud owner of a local heating and air conditioning business, I've been around the block a time or two. Yeah, I've probably been around yours several times. What I've learned is that the heating and cooling systems my customers prefer come from Goodman, no matter what block they live on.
Thank goodness for Goodman. For indoor comfort at home, one name stands alone. Thank goodness for Goodman.
Get total comfort in your home with a new Goodman heating or AC system installed by the pros at Shetler Plumbing and Heating in Pigeon. Give Kent Shetler a call for a free consultation at 989-453-3531.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on to our national news in DeSoto, Iowa. It seems that a country divided on many fronts is finding common ground at the gas pumps. There, the cost of the Iran war is hitting Americans squarely in the wallet and aggravating people across the political spectrum. That was the message from Associated Press interviews Monday with people at gas stations and beyond in five states. The national average gas price was $3.48 a gallon on Monday, up from $2.90 a month ago, before the war, according to tracking by AAA. And in Los Angeles, a Florida woman is expected to appear in court after police say she fired shots at Rihanna's Los Angeles home while people were inside. Prosecutors said Tuesday that they are reviewing the case as the suspect prepares for her arraignment. Police say they arrested 35-year-old Ivana Lissette Ortiz on Sunday afternoon and recovered a weapon. Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonald said 10 people were inside the home during the shooting. No one was hurt. Investigators said they believe Ortiz drove through the area from Florida. Authorities say they do not know any connection to Rihanna. Ortiz remains jailed on $10.2 million bail. In other national news, Washington, the Food and Drug Administration is approving a generic drug for a very rare genetic disorder, but not for autism. On Tuesday, the U.S. agency said the drug helps children and adults who cannot get enough folate into the brain. That's a major turnaround from announcements made at the White House news conference in September. At that event, President Donald Trump and the FDA commissioner said the drug was under review for approval in patients with autism. FDA officials say they narrowed the review to the strongest evidence. They say that evidence supports use only in patients with a specific genetic mutation. After this Autumnwood of Deckerville sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
At Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Autumnwood of Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our international news in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, Iran's attacks on regional oil infrastructures and pledges to choke off a vital waterway left markets on edge as the United States promised blistering new strikes. The war entered its 11th day today with no end in sight as its effects were felt across the region and beyond. Both sides sharpened their rhetoric as they dug in. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said, again promised, the most intense strikes yet Iran's leaders ruled out talks and threatened U.S. President Donald Trump. Iran launched new attacks on Israel and Gulf Arab countries. In Tel Aviv, Israel says Iran has been firing cluster munitions throughout their 10-day war, adding a complicated and deadly challenge to Israel's already stretched air defenses. The warheads burst open at high altitudes, scattering dozens of smaller bomblets across a wide area. The smaller bombs are difficult to intercept and have proven lethal. Normally restrictive about releasing information on Iranian hits and damage, Israeli authorities in recent days have publicized their dangers, which can persist as unexploded bombs on the use of cluster munitions, although damage on ground even after civilians leave shelters. Over 120 countries have signed an international convention banning the use of cluster munitions, although Israel, the United States, and Iran are among the nations that have not joined the treaty. Back after this Tri-County Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Don't miss the huge inventory reduction sale on lawn and garden equipment going on now at Tri-County Equipment. We're talking leftover John Deere riders, John Deere mowers, John Deere zero turns, Frontier implements, Toro zero turn mowers, Honda generators, and water pumps. This is your chance to save big on Tri-County Equipment's leftover inventory. This equipment is going to look a whole lot better in your garage than sitting in Tri-County's warehouse. If you've been thinking about upgrading your mower, replacing that old generator, or getting ready for spring projects, now is the time. Spring weather is on its way. Be ready when your ground and grass are. You will be when you stop into your nearest Tri-County Equipment location and ask about these incredible deals before they're gone. But don't wait. This huge inventory reduction sale ends March 31st. So hurry in for huge discounts and great savings today.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
We have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. And by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.